This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Black hour here on 96.5 The Fan. Damn glad to have you on this Monday. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you this week, Monday through Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Today, Bob out of the house. Kids are taking over. I'm not a kid, neither is Mac, but the young guys are here, is what some people have said. So we'll see what happens. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday will be awesome. It'll be the 4th of July show that we like to do every single year. If you remember back in the day when all the other guys would be out and my ass would come in here and people would say, who the hell is this?
Never heard of him.
We'll try to get back into that. But I want to ask this question to you, the listener, to Mac, 913-586-7965. It's like, what would make you believe more in this Royals team, right? Because you have four against Seattle starting tonight. And then you go to Arizona. And then I believe you come back and play Pittsburgh. The team has been, you know, kind of fun on the road, not so much fun at home. 19 and 21, I believe, on the road, 20 and 24 at home. That would give you a combined record of 39 and 45. And after talking to Vern and seeing some of the texts that come in, would you want to see the Royals sell, buy, or bring in a new hitting coach? Because some of the people over the weekend have shown that Caglione's stance has changed, that it's a little bit more slouched. It's not as upright. Again, 2 for his last 22 for his last 27 since the 2-home-run game. Struggling at the plate is an understatement. I gave my take earlier that I don't want to see him get moved down. I want to see him get moved up in the lineup. And Vern kind of obviously playing the devil's advocate. What does that say to the veterans? Well, if this is a locker room that is trustworthy of itself and they know everybody, then there shouldn't be an issue with it. They should rally behind the kid and then let the kid lean on the veteran support. And all of a sudden you've changed up the juju in the lineup. Because I've said before, I want to see Garcia, Bobby Cags, Vinny, India, Sal, Waters, Izzy, and Freddie Fermin. Sal DHs, moves down in the lineup, takes a lot of pressure off him. Move Cags up in the lineup, sandwich in between two veterans and Bobby and Vinny, and then all of a sudden you have some sort of maybe new stability in your lineup. Does it work? I don't know. But what I do know is currently nothing is working. You talk about selling because then it lets you know that, well, this is what they've told us what the season is. They are moving Lugo. They are moving Bubich. They are moving whoever. India, I saw a report of the weekend that the Cubs were interested in India and Lugo.
Okay.
I don't know how much truth that is to it, but I know that there was, I think it was either Royals Review had it on their Twitter handle about possibilities of guys going elsewhere and that the Chicago Cubs have been linked to maybe adding Lugo or in India, something along those lines. So do they sell? Or do you want to see them get rid of the hitting coach? Because we saw over the weekend there were some DMs possibly, allegedly sent from Alex Zumwalt as a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And is that a sign that the pressure and too much has gotten to that individual? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go to Twitter and search it. It's there. I don't know if it's for sure legit, but I mean, it's there. It's on the internet. And that lets me know, has, you know, something gone too far? And if the offense is still continuing to struggle, we heard, I was at the press conference on Thursday, went out to the game, and Q was a little bit more spicy, right? He's, we're not going to blame these guys. We're not going to blame somebody here. We're a team. We're going to do it. And then somebody asked, well, like, when do you see that turn coming? And I think it was Annie Rogers. God bless her and her work. And he's like, it's going to turn. Things will turn. And like, okay, what, things will turn.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. But at this point, like, are you going to keep yourself connected to this guy who allegedly is DMing people about the hatred that he is getting as a hitting coach? Does that show weakness? So what is it that you want to see? Do you want to see them sell or maybe buy? Do you want to see them get rid of the hitting coach, mix things up, send a message throughout the entire organization from the top? Like, is that a phone call that Sherman calls Q and says, hey, by the way, you got to figure something out with the hitting coach. This ain't working. Because that's the last conversation you want to have as a manager is your owner. Or let alone your GM comes down and says, all right, let's have a conversation. But I don't know what the fans want. 9-1-3-5-8, or are you just waiting for July 22nd, which is the first day of training camp for the Kansas City Chiefs?
And, I mean, a week before MLB trade deadline ends, correct? You've got this month, pretty much. You've got July. So and you then, have a month to decide.
And then there's been talk that Reagans would come back at the end of the All-Star, after the All-Star break.
Yep.
You get him back in your rotation. I'm not at sell yet. I'm watching all the way until the All-Star break. And then I will make my decision of what I want to see this team do. Does this team go to Seattle and win 3 out of 4? Do they go to Arizona and win 2 out of 3? Come back home and sweep Pittsburgh? That's a possibility. Pittsburgh's not a great team. They have the same issues the Royals have, right? They can't score runs. Now they just blasted the Mets this weekend, but the Royals swept the Rangers. So some similarities there. But what do you want to, because I don't want to sell yet. It's too early in my opinion. I know 4.5 is a massive jump in the wild card standings. But again, if you go win 3 out of 4 against Seattle, you're going to move up. And you have then making sure the teams in front of you can continue to do their work as well.
I guess what's the line? Is the line you're looking at the wild card standings? And if so, where does that line need to be reached for you to say, okay, it's time? It's not 4.5. Is it 7? I'm legitimately asking. I don't know. Because if it's not now, when? For me, if you're giving my options, sell, buy, or fire hitting coach, those are my three options that I have to choose from, I would choose fire the hitting coach. Personally.
Because you look at, and I know it's not fair to use baseball versus football, but you look at what this Chiefs team was in 2018. And, you know, everybody was, you know, I don't know what we're going to do with this defense. Bob Sutton's got to go. And it was the end of the season, and Bob Sutton went. And then all of the talk came out about, well, he didn't make halftime adjustments, and he just told veterans to go out there and do their job and be leaders.
It's didn't like, give the young guys enough reps and weren't giving them the play that they should have had, things like that. Yep.
Right. And they made a change, and coincidentally, the next year they win the Super Bowl. The year after that, they lose in the Super Bowl. The year after that, I believe they lose in the AFC Championship game, and then it's Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. So
coincidence? I think not.
There you go. So again, I don't know if you're at the point now that if you take it layer by layer, if you're not sellers, then aren't you buyers? Well, if you're buyers, you've got to sell, which if you don't want to sell and you don't want to buy, and it's like, well, maybe there needs to be a different voice in that locker room. Maybe there needs to be a different voice prepping these kids. And then you think about what happened via social media, like, is that man really focused right now? Because the offense would say no. And maybe that's a message that rocks the foundation of the coaching staff, rocks the foundation of the lineup. And all of a sudden it's like, here comes all the words that come out about somebody who's no longer there. And we kind of sit back and go, well, what took so long? And again, I'm not advocating for anyone to lose their job, but I don't want anyone to lose their job, which means I don't want to see Cags get down. I don't want to see Bobby Witt Jr. be flustered. No. I don't want to see this run this way because you do have a good pitching staff. And I think that you do have talent on your offensive lineup. But right now there's a huge, huge void in your lineup. It just cannot produce runs. Yeah, it's fun to score 9 against the Dodgers, win 9-5. But then you lose 4-1 the very next day.
Very next day.
And it's like, this isn't, one is the
lost
way
lost a heartbreaker
it is.
The day before.
Right. And you had your rookie
yep.
swinging at the first pitch. Someone's got to be in his ear being like, watch a few.
In that situation, I mean, that just seems elementary. In that situation, one out, two on, you're down one, bottom of the ninth, you got to watch that first pitch. Again, I am green. I know I don't know, you know, that hitting coach, Zoom Watt's forgotten more about baseball than I know. So I'm not sitting here saying that I know more. I don't. But I look at this. I don't judge, I think, because a lot of the people saying keep Zoom Walt, keep hitting coaches. Well, career year last year for all these guys. Look at what the offense did. That's I didn't hear you say fire Zoom Walt then. Yeah, but I don't judge a coach position or head coach based on career years, based on the highs, based on ceilings. I judge it based on consistency. What do you do when they're at their lows? What do you do when they're in a rut? How do you get them out of that slump? How quickly do they get lifted back to what they were previously?
Right.
We've seen floors, and we haven't even, forget ceilings, we haven't even just reached the middle of the room. I'm not even near the ceiling fan right now. I just want Zumwalt to get back to a level of consistency, and if all six, seven, eight of the guys, seven of the nine who are productive hitters in this lineup for their whole careers aren't, there's one common factor there.
I just think that if you're not going to get rid of the voice, maybe you need to change the message. And if the message is not being willing to change, then that to me screams insubordination, which means that that maybe needs to be changed after all. Because now we are, 12 hours away from being July 1st?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're 13 and a half out in your division, 4.5 out in your wild card standings. You're in fourth place in your division. And I'll be honest with you, the sky's 100% falling for the Kansas City Royals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no Chicken Little stuff. Sky is falling.
Yeah.
Fast, quickly. And
22 days from training camp.
If you want to stop it, then, I mean, you got to put a tourniquet on it at some point. Because right now, the bleeding is not stopping. And I get it. 9-5's fun. The locker room was probably great. Oh, Shohei Ohtani didn't do anything against us. Like, yeah, you had a home run. And then 4-1. And it's just one of those things where the message is clearly not the right message and something has to change, whether it's a lineup shakeup, whether it's a sell, or whether it's a go your separate ways with a voice that's clearly not being rung into the minds of these Royals hitters. We'll talk more about these Royals because Vern had some cuts. Plus, we have Pro Football Network's top 10 offenses and the Chiefs aren't on it. It's laughable. It really, really is. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. You're on for Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Like and subscribe to the YouTube feed on Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, wherever you get your viewing done, because it'll go right to the top every time you get on that streaming device or whatever you watch it on, X, Facebook, YouTube, whatever, it'll be bam, right there. You'll see Mac's face and my face. And then you'll see Bob's on Monday. But yeah, we'd love that. A lot of GMs on the text line.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Hitting coach needs to go.
Fair enough.
Even if they do get hot, what happens then? They just don't have the talent to compete with what matters, and limping into a wild card does nothing for nobody. So again, it's down bad time for the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah.
In the middle of summer. Because we are 2 weeks away from the All-Star break.
Yep.
Got this week, got next week, and the All-Star game is, what, the 14th? Somewhere around there?
I believe so.
So we'll see.
14th through the 17th.
Yeah. But my my biggest take today with the show was, because a lot of people are saying, oh, Cags needs to go down. I got all your comments on Twitter. I got them on Facebook Messenger. I got them at the bars. I got them at the golf tournament. Dusty, do they need to send Cags down? And my immediate answer was no. Not at all. My take today was they don't need to send Cags down. They need to move him up. They need to protect him between two veterans. And I know Vern had said, you know, hey, what's that say to everybody else in this lineup? Well, if this lineup and this team is built together and it's about, you know, the gel and the mold of this team, well, if Cags does move up, then I'd love to see the two veterans that he's sandwiched between and Bobby and Vinny maybe pull him to the side and say, hey, man, you know, you're all right. I know 165 ain't fun to look up on the Crown Vision. I know 211, 271, 482 is not great, but look, you played 23 games. You've had 85 at-bats. We've seen others like Nick Kurtz turn it around. We've seen that happen, right? We've seen guys figure it out. And You know, Nick Kurtz is up there batting behind a rookie and Jacob Wilson, who's a stud. And Brent Rooker, who's out there, who everybody thinks is a big mishap on the Royals' part. Everybody missed on Brent Rooker.
Yes.
So it's not the regime. But speaking of the regime, this was on Vern on where the blame goes.
The players, to me, receive the lion's share of the blame. They're the ones walking up to the plate with one hand wrapped around their throat every single time. But now I'm starting to put the pressure or my focus on the front office and on ownership to get this thing right, if not for the final 3 months of the season, but for 2026. So it's going to be interesting. Trade deadline, 4 weeks from Thursday.
So, All-Star Game, July 15th, Home Run Derby, July 14th. It's June 30th. And I don't know what drastic changes you need to see in 2 weeks, but I'm with Vern. I think that when it comes to this and it comes to this situation, yes, there are players that have to play. There are coaches that need to coach. And there's a front office that needs to front office. And I don't know how that works within the organizations. I don't know if that is a phone call from Sherman to JJ, from JJ to Q, from Q to Zumwalt, or if that is a, hey, you've got until the break, and if it stays this way, then we know what we are. But I don't know how a two-week sample size, unless you go, what, you play 4, 7, 10, you've got 13 games left until the All-Star game. If you go 11-2, that'd be a drastic move. That'd be something where you'd be like, okay, we're going to stay pat. But if you go under 500 and go to the All-Star break and you're all of a sudden 5.5 out, 6.5 out of the wild card, and you're 7, 8 games under 500, then you have to do something. And I'm not all for just waiting till the end of the season and then have everybody have Boxing Day and then you move on to the next season. I'm all about, why not figure it out now and change the narrative as quickly as you possibly can? We saw what happened last year with Detroit. They traded Jack Flaherty. They went on this massive run. Now, they have a good team in Detroit. I think they're the best team in the American League, and they might be the best team in baseball. I know that Dodgers team is legit, but, man, you throw me Tarek Skubal versus Shohei Ohtani, I don't know who wins that game.
I know that I'm hard.
Big time. Mm. Like, if that's game one of the World Series, Skubal versus Ohtani, and we get that matchup three times in a World Series, yeah, that's great. But Cole Reagans is out. He'll be back, we think, after the All-Star game. Bobby Witt Jr. is starting to become the best baseball player on the planet once again, showing that he's kind of locked in. Vinny Pasquantino is starting to hit with runners in scoring position. And your young phenom superstar is lost at the plate because he's hitting seventh and stranded on an island by himself, leading off half the time and not getting any sort of protection. So if all of that changes, which would be a dramatic, drastic change, you would then get people a little bit of a break from the season and send them out on a high note. Because I hate to break it to you, but after the All-Star break, that next week, Chiefs training camp starts. And then the focus really shifts to Mahomes is faking behind the back passes and throwing it down the field. Xavier Worthy looks like he's gotten bigger. Mm-hmm. Rashee Rice looks like he's gotten faster. And all of a sudden you're like, well, where are the Royals?
How does Kelsey look in his last training camp? All right. That, man. Yep. No, you're going to have competition. This town turns from blue to red real quick if given the opportunity. And if not, if someone doesn't say, hey, wait a second. Just hold on. Watch me real quick. And the Royals have yet to do that for a second. What was it last year, Dusty? We were talking Royals up until week 5 or 6 of the NFL season. It was
all
awesome.
All the way to the Chiefs bye week.
It was fantastic. I want that again. But I don't know if that's good long-term for this team to try and do that right now.
Because the two drastic changes you make is you change the voice of hitting coach or you start selling.
Yep.
And you get ready for the next year. And this was Vern on 2026.
So there you go. There's 7 of the 9 starters we're assuming are going to be back next year. So what we're going to, you know, last year, the offense was middle of the road. And, you know, that's deceiving. The only reason why last year's offense was 14th, 15th in Major League Baseball was because of Herculean efforts from Vinny, Bobby, and Salvi. Well, those efforts are much more pedestrian this season, and that's why this offense as a whole is at the bottom of Major League Baseball, because Hercules is anything but, and his minions are not getting the job done surrounding them. So, bad offense this season. Also, one of the reasons why I called this year the sophomore album. Are you really going to be able to duplicate that Herculean effort from those three? Are you really going to be able to duplicate the outstanding rotation that we saw in 2024? Plenty of reasons to fall in love with that debut album last summer, but very difficult to follow it up with something even better on the sophomore album, and we're seeing so far the Royals are unable to do so. So as we look ahead to 2026, are we really going to run it back with this same lineup?
And that's the big question, because the big names that we've heard with the Royals maybe dealing would be a guy like Seth Lugo. And I heard Vernon the other day say, if you're going to get rid of Bubic, you better be a haul, because you got a year and a half of team control. So if you're going to get rid of a guy like that, where you could literally keep on your roster under team control for a year and a half, you better get something back from him. Plus, if you don't have guys producing, what are you really going to get back? Maybe Vinny's a name. I don't know. Because I would think that he would be more of a name if Cags was producing more at the plate. Just like if Reagans is here shoving and Lugo's doing his thing and you need to get a bat, you're not getting rid of Cole Reagans. You gave him the contract. Seth Lugo's going to be a free agent next year. It would make sense, obviously, to move that person. But again, at what point do you sell just to sell, or at what point are you selling to kind of rehash, rebuild minorly, to kind of get this team back on track?
This year?
Or next year?
Yeah, I would say next year.
Because, I mean, if you were to make a move like it's Lugo, just say it's Seth Lugo.
Yeah.
Say you move him, and you get the little bit of a lightning in a bottle like you got in Detroit when you moved Flaherty. And then Tarik Skubal continued his, you know, Cy Young pace, which he'll probably win again this year. Makes you wonder where this team stands, because we are 2 weeks away from the All-Star break, and the season doesn't look great.
No, I think if you're talking about selling, I think it would be to reload, like you said, for next year, because everything that's even if you get two young bats for Lugo or for Bubic, which I think we played some audio on Thursday or Friday about, hey, that could be what you get, right? You trade Chris Bubic, you get two young quality bats. Adding that to this Royals lineup isn't going to help, isn't going to get them over the hump, isn't going to break through and some magical run is going to happen. I don't see the rest of the pieces are not there, because even if two young bats come here, Salvador is still not hitting the way he needs to be hitting. You know, Vinny has had a great month and a half, a great 6 weeks or so, but who knows how long that'll last. Now, Bobby Witt has been good, but he's not been Bobby Witt. So there's many things that would have to happen. Well, of course, we've discussed Jack Caglione. I think you're selling to reload for next season. Stay young and get reps this year to load up for next year, because Caglione, you don't want to, I'm with you, you don't want to put him down, you don't want to stop any progress or any reps that he's getting right here, you want to keep him up at this level, but I think firing the hitting coach and selling is step one and step two for me, personally.
Somebody says, why are you guys talking baseball in the middle of golf season? That's hilarious. I mean, we could talk golf, but I don't think many people would listen. Trust me, I feel your pain.
Never heard of him.
I think that, you know, because we talked about it today, the protection for Cags is hitting third. And I get it. The lineup is the lineup. Well, I'll talk to Matt Cotrero on Wednesday. Maybe I'll ask him that question. Like, do you see that, you know, the possibility of moving him between two veteran guys? And I get it. Like, people want to say, well, it's not left, right, left. Well, left, right, left ain't working. Right, right, right isn't working. Left, left, left isn't working. Mix it up. Add some protection. Give this guy a little bit more of a sign of hope. And because the move to AAA is not going to do anything. I really don't believe in that theory that if you send him down to AAA, the confidence gets back. That's not going to happen, because the pitching in AAA is not the pitching in the pros. And again, if we're going to be high up on Cags in AAA, 12 games, 6 homers, bring him up, we can't be sending him down because it's been 23 games. He's got 85 at-bats in his MLB career. And yes, he's hitting 165 with 2 home runs, 4 RBIs, and 20 strikeouts. I understand that. But it is way too small of a sample size. Now, again, I will say this. If they take my advice and move him to third and protect him between two veterans, and it's still a struggle, then yes, you are put into a situation where it's like, look, man, we've got to send you down. We've got to change some things up. It's not just a confidence thing. It's a skill level thing where, hey, this is what they're doing to you in the big leagues. Here's what you've got to learn not to do. And I think if that's the reason, then yes, you could send them down. But again, it's...
I still even then would argue against it, but I agree with you.
No,
I see more of it then.
This is a ride or die. They called him up.
You're in, man.
They called him up for this very reason.
Sorry, this is it.
And if it doesn't work out this year, then they're going to spend the entire offseason trying to figure it out.
Yes.
22 years old, and he's played in 23 games. He has 85 at-bats. It's way too small the sample size to send him. Exactly.
Chill out.
It's the same thing as like watching a rookie quarterback go 0-2 and throw two interceptions and one touchdown and average 210 yards a game. You're like, man, maybe he's a bust. Because to call him a bust is just, absolutely egregious.
We heard, think back to the first 6 weeks of the Chiefs season with Xavier Worthy this year, Dustman. I mean, we heard those texts all the time, right? Xavier, he just can't find the sideline. We drafted a guy who's 150 pounds soaking wet, can't even run a route, dropping passes. This guy doesn't, he's not locked, all those things, right? And then now the texts that we're getting about Xavier Worthy, 6 months later, whatever it is, a little bit different. The tone's changed. Patience.
Yeah.
We're so into this now, recency bias. Baseball's a long game, man. There's 162 of these things. He's played, 20, you said? 23?
23
Jeez.
Games.
Jeez.
23 games. And
give me 100.
At least.
Yes.
You burned a year of service time, so mm-hmm. now he's here to play. And if you don't like it, then, try to figure out ways to change it in your opinion and bring it to the table. Because that's my way of fixing it, is you don't buy a Maserati and keep it in the garage for a week, and then all of a sudden you're like, we'll leave it out in the driveway now. It's been on the road for 2 days. Like, no, you still put that in the garage. You still do not eat in that car. You don't even hit an e-cig in that car. You still protect it, and you look at it as it's brand new. Jack Caglione has been here for 23 games. You're not sending that kid down. Because to play devil's advocate, that could also ruin a kid's confidence. Oh, I didn't make it. Now exactly. I'm going down the league. So to say that it's just a confidence booster, no. It could also be a confidence destroyer.
There are pros and cons.
And again, 100%. This is probably the first time in his career where he struggled this much. But you're at the show. This is the top of the top of the top. And I do believe he'll get it going again tonight. I think he'll be on the road. I think they're away from the home pressure. Now it's like, okay, what do we do? And I would love to see what the lineup looks like tonight. And I would love to see him not hitting seventh or sixth. I would love
that. Yes.
Even if he's hitting fifth, which would still frustrate me because he's probably going to lead off an inning.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him bat between protection. Pro Football Network, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Pro Football Network.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. There's probably a reason to this. Kyle Odegaard?
Never heard of him.
All right. Pro Football Network's top offenses is heading into the season of 2025. Detroit Lions, number one. Baltimore Ravens, number two. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, number three. Any problems?
Good so far.
Okay. Number four, Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Number five, the Arizona Cardinals.
What?
What am I missing here?
What the hell was that?
What?
Who is their running back?
James Conner?
Oh, really?
And Benson? They got that guy, Benson. Trey Benson? Something like that.
Yeah, RIP to Cedric. Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr. Is there another receiver I'm missing on that roster?
Zay Jones, they got.
Oh. Oh.
He's the LeBron James of wide receiver threes. So
gotcha.
There you go.
Okay. Number six, the Washington Commanders. Not mad about that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Debo, Scary Terry, Brian Robinson Jr., Jaden Daniels, new left tackle, and Laremy Tunsil, a little bit more protection. Number seven. Seventh. This isn't the Cincinnati Haters show. That comes up at 10-2 with Cody Golden Drew. But seventh was Cincinnati. The number one passing leader in last year's NFL has got the seventh best offense with T. Higgins, Jamar Chase.
Offensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Jamar Chase.
That's right.
Triple crown.
That's right.
Jamar Chase. Okay.
Number eight, Green Bay Packers. Number nine, 49ers. And number 10, the Falcons.
Woo!
Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson.
Ray McLeod.
Michael Penix Jr. Going to be a top 10 offense. I will say this. The shock to me is the obvious Arizona being fifth. And then the other shock is that there's no Super Bowl team from last year who could have good offenses in this top five. Like, I wouldn't even be mad if they had the Chiefs at 10, because then the take would be like, at what point are they going to be in the top five? At least they're in the top 10. Not in the top 10. Philadelphia, not in the top 10. Miami, not in the top 10. insane.
Minnesota, yeah, the Rams. There's a few teams here where it's like, okay, I think I'd have them top 10. Minnesota's fine.
I think the Vegas Raiders will have a decent offense.
I think they'll be there. I think they'll have a chance to be on this list.
They have a chance. RB1 now, and they got a good backup behind him as well. Then you have Brock Bowers, and you've added the other receiver.
You got Tyler Lockett?
Yeah.
Yep.
And Geno Smith. And Pete Carroll.
Jacoby Myers, yeah. It's not bad. No, this is going to
be... It's not terrible.
It's going to be an above-average unit on both sides of the ball. I'd agree with that.
And what makes you believe that San Francisco will have a top-10 offense? George Kittle, 32, yeah, you'd mentioned. Christian McCaffrey coming back again from an injury. Deebo Samuel is gone. And what we were told for 3 years is that Deebo Samuel was the straw that stirred the drink in that offense. Now, injuries plagued a little bit, and they gave Brandon Ayuk the money last year. But...
Speaking of injuries, I mean, they've got Ayuk coming off an injury, too. Mm-hmm. So they're just hoping that he comes back. And when he was healthy, he couldn't catch.
And then there's the Packers, which I don't understand that either, because they took the football out of their quarterback's hand last year and gave it to Josh Jacobs, who will be 27/28 this year. Will he still be able to be a vital piece in that offense? Because at one point, he was scoring 2 touchdowns every single game because they just force-fed him. They're like, well, Jordan Love's just throwing too many interceptions. He's out. So, again, your top 5 offenses going into next year: Lions, Ravens, Bucks, Bills, Cardinals.
Oh, we got some breaking news.
Steelers, Dolphins.
Jalen Ramsey over to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Was it a 3rd-round pick?
Is it? I haven't seen any.
Via Adam Schefter, ESPN sources, the Miami Dolphins have agreed to trade 3-time All-Pro quarterback Jalen Ramsey to the Pittsburgh Steelers. As a part of the trade, Ramsey will get $1.5 million raised this season, bringing his 2025 compensation up to $26.6 million. Steelers get their man and Ramsey. So what, this is his 4th team? Miami, Jacksonville, Rams, and now Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay.
I think that's right. They needed a corner really badly, so I guess that's good for them. And there he gets a raise. Win-win.
There's your blockbuster trade, as the Steelers have finalized a trade to acquire All-Pro quarterback Jalen Ramsey from the Dolphins. Sources tell Ian Rapoport and Tom Pelissero.
Man, that defense, yeah, if Ramsey's good. I mean, they'll have Porter and Ramsey on either side. I mean, it's going to be solid. Those are 2 good corners.
Jay Ram breaking the news today, moving to the Pittsburgh Steelers out of Miami. Well, that's really going to mess up that Cincinnati. Now Cincinnati's offense is going to go from 7th to 11th. Won't that be a fun matchup? Jalen Ramsey versus Ja'Marr Chase twice a year.
Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah, lots of fighting, lots of screaming, head cases for sure. Yeah, I mean, the case for that, you can make cases for all these teams besides the Cardinals. The Cardinals is preposterous, garbage take, and that's pure clickbait as far as this list is concerned from Pro Football Network.
Never heard of him.
But I would say the Green Bay Packers, you mentioned Jordan Love. I think you're right to have some criticism with him, the lack of throws. There was the injury, the shoulder injury with Jordan Love. So that makes sense for the lack of air raid offense in that second half of the season. You can at least make that picture in your mind. Okay, he got hurt. He's going to be back. They got a new wide receiver in the first round. They could maybe be better, right? You can convince yourself. San Francisco 49ers, you can convince yourself, I guess. CMC's who he was. Kittle, Ayuk. The Falcons are a hot take. You can make the case for some of these teams, but the Arizona Cardinals, I don't even know how to make the long shot biased Cardinals fan take that they're going to be a top 10 offense.
The Pittsburgh Steelers deep offseason moves now include Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, and Darius Slay. So they have a number 1 and a number 2 corner in Pittsburgh.
Damn, I forgot they got Darius Slay. Yeah. Wow, so they have Porter, Slay, and Ramsey.
And TJ Watt.
Damn. Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it says they have TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, Derek Harmon.
Yep, just drafted him out of Oregon.
Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr., Mika Fitzpatrick.
Damn. That secondary is going to be really good.
Mike Tomlin said, y'all can bring in Aaron Rodgers, but you're padding up my defense, and that's where my focus is going. Our focus goes to Brioche of the Weekend on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
And you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Got a moment. bees in the trap, busting on that beat.
What was the guy that did the panda? Panda.
Yeah.
That's it. Grr.
Kid Ink. Wah, wah. That sounds like Shaggy. Fake accent, by the way. Not real.
Shaggy's?
Mm, fake. Yep, not real. 913-586-7965. 96.5 The Fan. Vern on today. Always love when Vern joins us. We'll have Bink and Cotrero on Wednesday as we load up this 4th of July week. For those of you that missed the news in the NFL, blockbuster trade. Miami sending Jalen Ramsey to the Pittsburgh Steelers. They now have Darius Slay and Jalen Ramsey. Drew Nixon is pissed because he's got T. Higgins and Jamar Chase now being covered by Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay. He goes, the AFC North, man. I said, AFC North? Go look at the AFC West. Everybody's going there. Pete Carroll, Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert, Geno Smith, Bo Nix. Best defense in football, Denver Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
According to some, Mac had it third.
Okay.
Mac's awesome.
He is. So, yeah, we'll see.
No, it's crazy, dude. And they've got Joey Porter Jr. That's going to be Minka Fitzpatrick, obviously, one of the best safeties. That's going to be a good defense. It's going to be one of those teams again. It's going to be the same team again, isn't it? It's going to be the same team.
10-7.
10-7.
Limping.
Top five or six defense.
They are the Royals.
Yes, exactly. Every game's going to be 17-14. It's going to be that.
Yeah. So
same team.
Yeah. So we see Jalen Ramsey leave Miami and go to Pittsburgh. And then we see from this weekend at the Bezos wedding that Tom Brady was seen chatting up with Sydney Sweeney.
Ugh.
She's such a smooth ride.
So, I mean, some guys get all the luck, Rod Stewart once said. Retire from the NFL? Here's $350 million to be our number one color commentator for Fox.
A job that you've never done and aren't qualified for. Here you go.
That's right. And, hey, I don't really have a date to your wedding, Jeff. Oh, there'll be plenty of people there. Okay, I wonder who I'll meet. Sydney Sweeney.
She's such a smooth ride.
Tom, how was meeting Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah. Oh, I missed it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Hey, your weekend at the Bezos wedding with Sydney Sweeney.
She's such a smooth ride.
Like, what do you think he broke the line with? Hey, bought your soap. Hole's too small. Because did you know they put a hole in the soap?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that's to hang on the wall.
Yeah. That's all it is.
Because for those that missed it out a couple weeks ago, she did a model shoot in a bathtub. Some marketing genius was like, why don't we make soap with the water that you were sitting in and sell it? It's sold out.
Yep. Instantly.
Mm. I wonder if that's how Tom broke the ice. Hey, love the fragrance of the soap. Mine's gone. Or did he come over and he was just like, did he come over there and was just twirling his finger?
Yeah.
It was like, hey,
what's going on?
I'm one of the many that got it. Yeah. What do you want to talk about? I got cologne that's made with my sweat. We could trade. You know what I mean?
She's such a smooth ride.
So who knows? But let's get into the brioche of the weekend.
Brioche of the weekend.
Big brioche guy.
Love that. Yeah, good take.
So my brioche of the weekend is, well, comes from Jeopardy. You know me. I don't have to hide about it. Big game show guy. Love Wheel of Fortune. We'll watch it tonight, 6:30. One of the nicest people I've ever met was Pat Sajak's daughter at the Super Bowl. Mac was there. Took the time out of her day. Maggie Sajak, big fan of the show. In my dreams. Love Family Feud. Loved The Price is Right. Not a huge Drew Carey Price is Right guy. But loved it nonetheless. You know, not going to lie. And love Jeopardy. I think Ken Jennings is doing a good thing here. But this weekend, maybe it wasn't this weekend, but it was from when I was gone, there was a contestant on Jeopardy. And the contestant gets emotional as she revealed that the final Jeopardy answer was her great-great-great aunt, the woman she was named after. quote, this is insane. Fans were shocked when contestants Emily Croak revealed, or Croaky revealed that the final Jeopardy answer, Emily Folger, was her distant relative. Quote, in 1895, the Vassar-educated wife of this man wrote, thousands of dollars may be paid for a copy of Shakespeare's The Final Jeopardy clue read. Croaky was the only contestant to get the answer right. Emily Folger, the one we mentioned in the clue, is the person you, Emily, are named after. She said she stunned Ken Jennings, saying yes, who ended up winning a total of $13,201. Emily Folger was the co-founder of the Folger Shakespearean Library in Washington, D.C., the world's largest collection of playwrights' works, according to the New York Post. So not only did you stun Ken Jennings, but of all the puzzles to get, you get it right being named after the person that the answer was. That's insane.
Say that again, Emily.
That was my great, great, great aunt Emily.
Emily Folger, the one we mentioned in the clue, yes, is the person you, Emily Croak, are named after.
Yes, that's, yeah.
Wow.
And joining us.
That's amazing.
And joining us now, Mac Morey with his brioche. Like, what are the odds?
It's incredible, dude.
Like, what are the odds of that?
Great, great, great aunt. Wow. Who she was named, like, it's amazing.
I mean, it's just nuts.
So cool,
it
dude.
It would literally be like, this woman met Tom Brady at Bezos' wedding. Yeah. Answer?
She's such a smooth ride.
Terry Ferguson, funny name. Go ahead, Mac.
Brioche of the weekend for me, I would say hanging out with friends. Pretty simple, man. Saw some friends that I hadn't seen in a minute. Hung out with them. You know, you move to a new place, or not a new place. You move back home after 10 years. New job. Fiance comes here. You catch up with your family and maybe your closest friends for that first 6 to 8 months. And then all the rest of it is it's getting your job, getting used to your new schedule, mm-hmm. Getting acclimated, maybe making some new friends, whether it's you or Bob or Emily or whoever it may be. And then it's like, oh my gosh, I've got friends that I've known since I was 10 that I haven't seen yet. And I've been here a year. And then I kind of just have to make that happen. Life gets so crazy. And of course, you know, it's the older I get, the more I realize distance is created really easily, and it's hard to close that gap in relationships, you know, whether it's based on differences in beliefs or just simply like schedule and life, and I moved and you moved and whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool to get a group of three or four of us that I hadn't seen in about, well, a long time, a few years at least. We talked for 3 hours. It's just nothing but talking, catching up, no break in conversation. When you have friends like that, it's cool to see them again because you start right where you left off, man.
Yeah.
There's no awkwardness. It's just joking, laughing.
The year is 2021. Who'd have thought we'd be here? Not us.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Me.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, no, that was cool, man. But just, yeah, hanging out by the pool, hung out. What? My inflatable pool.
Dude, it's water.
It's exactly
97,000 degrees
exactly,
outside.
Exactly, yes.
You got somewhere to soak. Soak it up, man.
That's what I'm doing, man. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. And so, you don't have to worry about mowing at least for another day or two because we got some rain yesterday and maybe some today. But no, should be a fun week this entire week. We're here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Today is essentially our Wednesday. Tomorrow's our Thursday. And then Wednesday's our Friday because we have the holiday weekend coming up. So we're off Thursday and Friday. Bob will be back Monday as well. So
we've got the Royals starting with the Seattle tonight.
That's right.
NBA free agency opening tonight at, I think, 6 p.m. I believe it starts. NBA free agency. Maybe we'll have some news on that tomorrow. So, yeah, it's all starting. Here we go. Dog days never ends.
No, it doesn't. You mean you could say that the sports don't get played, but there's a lot going on.
A lot going on, man.
100%. Adam Schefter tweeted this. ESPN sources: Steelers traded 3-time All-Pro safety Mika Fitzpatrick to the Dolphins in exchange for 3-time All-Pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey.
What?
Yeah. The rare player-for-player trade. So Mika Fitzpatrick to the Dolphins in exchange for All-Pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey. Isn't that where Fitzpatrick originally played? Like, wasn't he a Dolphin, then a Steeler, now he's a Dolphin?
Yeah, what?
So a player for player.
Damn, man. Wow, okay, I've got to dissect that. That's insane. That doesn't make as much sense to me now.
That's why we never get breaking news. Ever. We got DeAndre Hopkins and Jalen Ramsey.
Why would they trade Minka Fitzpatrick?
Well, you lose one, you got to gain one.
But Minka Fitzpatrick's
like
in
a
his
safety,
prime,
right?
Yeah, and he's in his prime, is he not? This guy's
what, 29?
28.
Yeah,
28. Yeah, we'll have to talk about that tomorrow.
Welcome to the real world. Loved having you along for the ride this Monday. We'll talk to you again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And tomorrow and Wednesday, that's Mac Morey. I'm Dusty Likens, and always here to remind you to go do something kind for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Go buy some kids some fireworks. Whatever it may take. Stay kind, stay groovy, stay safe. Coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.